interviewed with Greg Tejada, pastor of the Word Christian Center in Alexandria, Louisiana. I invite you to stay tuned as I share a powerful message from God's Word that will change your life. It is written, "Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes out of the mouth of God." And now, here's today's message. And then the greatest blessing is your relationship with God. It's to have eternal life. So you see, there's God, there's your physical health, there's the blessing of your family, and then the material stuff. And the reason why it's at the lowest level is because Satan can operate in the material realm. And he can open doors of financial increase. I ain't gonna call it a blessing, but he can open doors of financial increase for you. He can get you doing illegal things, selling drugs. That's a door that's open to a lot of people. That door open up to them, and it bring a lot of money to them. But you can't say God opened that door. Right? If you lie for a living, steal for a living, you might have tremendous increase, and you might have a lot of material stuff. But it didn't come from God. You see, Satan operates in that realm. And he even offered Jesus the kingdoms of this world and the glory of them. So he even tempted Jesus with the wealth of the world. But Jesus had a knowledge and a revelation from God that he stuck to the truth. He said, "It is written," didn't he? So Jesus would move from the truth, because that's the one thing that Satan did. The Bible says that he abode not in the truth because the truth is not in him. In other words, he severed his relationship with Jesus, and Jesus made the statement, "What does it profit a man if he gained what? The whole world and lose his soul." He hadn't gained anything. So you can see that material wealth had to be put in its proper perspective. Now, God wants you to be blessed, and he will open doors of increase and blessing for you. He wants you to be blessed. It's not his will for you not to be blessed. Jesus paid the price for your blessing. Amen. God is not opposed to you being blessed financially or materially with wealth. He takes pleasure in your prosperity. Now, let me give you a few scriptures here. 3 John 2. "Beloved, I wish above all things that you may prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospers." Deuteronomy 8, 17 and 18. "And thou say in thine heart," here's the deception, "my power and the might of my hand have gotten me this wealth." God talking about how he going to bless him with the wealth, the material wealth of the world. And then he said, now don't say in your heart that you did it. Don't you get lifted up in pride over it, because material wealth has the propensity to deceive you into thinking that you don't need God. And God said, don't you say in your heart that you got this wealth by the power of your own hand. He said, but thou shalt remember. He said, remember the Lord thy God, for it is he that gives thee power to get what? Well, that he might establish his covenant, which he swore unto your fathers as it is this day. In other words, God said, I'm not opposed to you having wealth, but you have to understand there's a reason why I bless you. Amen. And I'll bless you with wealth to establish the covenant. And the covenant that he's talking about in our day is that new covenant of bringing men and women to the saving grace, to the saving knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ. So our wealth should be used to glorify God, and it should be used to bring people to Christ. Now you got the right motive. If you want to be blessed for any other reason, because you just want just stuff for yourself, then you got the wrong motive. To keep your motives right, you got to want to be blessed so you can be a greater blessing in the kingdom. I remember one time a lady got blessed with a big insurance settlement, and she stopped coming to church. You know why? Why she stopped coming to church? Because she didn't want to give her tithes. Then the devil stole it. Then she come back to the church. You can get deceived by it, right? You can be faithful with a car that's barely getting you from point A to B. You're in church every Sunday. Then the Lord opened the door and you get blessed with something nicer, newer. Then you can't come to church on Sunday. I got to clean my car up this morning. Oh, so you're cleaning the blessing, huh? The Lord want me to keep it clean. He blessed me with it. God wants you to hear his word. God bless you with a new house. I done seen it happen. People moving a new house. Don't see them in church no more because they moving furniture in. They ain't got 2 hours to come to the house of God to get the word. This got to be done. I got to fix my house up. People get all kind of recreational toys. And then the devil say, you know, the only day you got to use that is Sunday. They say, that's right. Sunday is my only day to enjoy what God done blessed me with. So they neglect the house of God. What's taking place? Can you see the deception that's in it? That begin to work in people's mind? That they don't need church. They don't need God. That it's not important. That I go when I get ready. You know, if I feel like going, I go. If I don't feel like it, then it's all right. But see, they don't have the heart of God at all. That is not the mindset of God. You can't even let your clothes be an idol. If I say everybody get on your knees, you better not be thinking, look, this is a new suit. I ain't spotting up my knees. You better thank God you got knees at work. I'll tear a stitch out of this suit if I had to. These clothes don't mean nothing to me. Thank God for them. But, you know, this ain't my idol. I ain't wearing my idol. Psalm 35:27 says, let them shout for joy and be glad that favor my righteous cause. Yes, let them say continually, let the Lord be magnified who has pleasure in the prosperity of his servant. And then Job 36:11 says, if they obey and serve him, they should spend their days in prosperity and their years in pleasures. So you see, God wants you to have a good life. The Bible says he blesses richly with all things to enjoy. Amen. Jesus redeemed us from the curse of poverty. Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law being made a curse for us. For it is written, cursed is everyone that hangs on the tree, that the blessing of Abraham might come on us through Jesus Christ, that we might receive the promise of the Spirit by faith. God is not opposed to us being blessed. He is the greatest blesser that I know. There ain't nobody can bless you like God. Amen? So we see it's not God's will for you to be poor and broke and barely getting by and not having enough. That ain't the will of God. God wants you to have plenty. He wants you to have abundance. Jesus came that we might have life and that more abundantly. Hallelujah. Prosperity is more than just material stuff, as I just shared with you. Amen. It is clear the scripture reveal that God will bless you in every area of your life, but Satan will use money and material things as a method of destruction to destroy your soul. In Mark 8:36, Jesus said, and what shall it profit a man if he shall gain the whole world and lose his soul? Matthew 6:24, Jesus said, no man can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or else he will hold to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and mammon. Now, the Greek word for mammon is riches or treasures. But we know that there's a spirit behind mammon. Because mammon can be personified. In other words, it would take on the characteristics of a person and have you worship it. That's why Jesus said, look, you cannot serve God and material stuff. Can't serve God and riches. God created your heart to be single. No man can serve two masters. Just like it's very hard to have two bosses. What, anybody ever work where you had two bosses? I can tell you what happened to you. Pretty soon, after a while, you start liking one more than the other one and despising the other one. Right? You're going to make comparisons between them, and then your heart going to fall one way or another. That means your loyalty and your devotion, your commitment going to fall strong on one side or the other. You can't have, say, well, I'm going to treat both of them alike. You lying. Man is not made up that way. Man was created to have one God. That's why Jesus said, no man can serve two. He can't have two lords. He can't have two people that he's going to obey and submit to. That's why dual reporting authorities like that, you can't have two bosses of equal authority, you know, reporting to them because it don't work. You set up a situation where you're creating strife because it's going to enter in because man wasn't made that way. So tell your neighbor, say, you can't serve God and material wealth. All right, that's what Jesus said now. In Matthew 13, 22, he also that received seed among the thorns is he that heard the word, and the care of this world and the deceitfulness of riches choke the word, and he becometh unfruitful. So Satan knows, see what he's coming after? He's coming after the word. Why? Because when you get knowledge of the word, he can't deceive you. So what he does, he developed a strategy. He said, now, either I'm going to get them concerned about life. That means full of care, worry, and anxiety, and fear. If I can make them worried, then I can keep them from walking in the word, and they're no longer a threat. I can take prayer out of their life. I can take the word, and I can take power out of them. He said, either I'm going to get you with the cares of this life. That's why people can't sleep at night. Stress is killing people. People dying every day because of stress. You know why? Because it's the devil. The devil has deceived them. All right, now, not only the cares of this life, and most time the cares of this life are about money. Jesus said, it is the cares of this life, taking on the anxieties of this world, and the deceitfulness of riches, wealth, material wealth, money. Choke the word. In other words, you know, the word can't be destroyed. But what it does is that it crowds your mind and your thinking so much till you can't even think the word anymore. It suffocates the word that's in you. It suppresses the word that's in you so that you can't live it out. That's what he's talking about when they choke the word and make it unfruitful. Satan knows that if he can crowd your heart with a lot of other stuff, then he can pretty much choke and strangle you spiritually. Word choke means to strangle. So he says, let me get a stranglehold. Let me tell you, if you're under care and anxiety, and if money running your life, I'm going to tell you, Satan is strangling you right now. Yeah. You are in a stranglehold. And there's only one way to get free from that is to get back in the truth and get everything back in its proper perspective. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God. The deceitfulness of riches. There is a deceiving power in money and material wealth that will cause one to trust in it and be led astray from the truth in the error and ultimately into eternal destruction.
You've been listening to Living by the Word with your host, Greg Tejada, pastor of the Word Christian Center in Alexandria, Louisiana. I trust that you received the Word of God that will change your life and make you strong. This message is available for a gift of $8 postage paid. If you would like a copy of today's message, call us at 318-442-8100. That's 318-442-8100. Or write us at P.O. Box 13195, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71315. We invite you to join us every Sunday morning at 8:30 or 10:30.